Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sing it here.
Nah, I'm not singing it. I'm not a fan. I much respect for Elliot and him being back in the city. But nah, this ain't.
Well, how about the words? I want you back. We want Hassan Reddick back in Philadelphia. Well, we need a pass rusher because the $51 million guy, he's behind Brandon Graham on the depth chart. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette joining us right now to talk about all this after a week one victory, but a lot of questions after that. Is Elliot Shore Parks. His call and brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth C. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, how are we doing today?
Man, I know Hugh's not going to sing it, but I know you were feeling that one, right? Like, that's a good one.
That's a, it's a club banger.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I'll give you a club banger.
Yeah, exactly. Sets the mood for the call. I'm excited to be back. Excited to be back talking to you guys.
Yeah, excited to have you on because that means we're officially in the throes of the season now, Elliot. We'll circle back to the game itself, but we got to talk about what just happened a little while ago. Vic Fangio speaking, and a couple days ago, Elliot, when Sirianni spoke, he kind of gave off the feeling that Bryce Huff's snap count on Friday night was more of a product of the flow of the game. Well, Vic Fangio made it clear that's not the case. He's got to rise above the other guys, which he hasn't, I guess, because he was behind Brandon Graham in snap counts on Friday. Ellie, what do you make all this?
Yeah, there's so many ways to look at this. I think there's two ways, one from the team perspective and then one from Bryce Huff's perspective. From the team perspective, on a certain hand, you have to admire the fact they're playing the best players. Bryce Huff got paid $34 million guaranteed, and that's not giving him snaps. A lot of times in the NFL, which is a business, you pay a guy that kind of money, he's going to be out there week one for better or worse until he really, over a prolonged stretch, proves he can't play. But so on one hand, I get it. But from Bryce's perspective, and this is probably where I fall on it, you signed the guy the first day of free agency. You give him $34 million guaranteed. You clearly liked him enough to think that he could be an impact player for you. To me, it feels a little overreactionary to not play him a lot of snaps in week one and give him an opportunity to be the guy that you thought that he could be. So clearly, Vic Fangio doesn't feel he's ready. He's not shy in saying that. And, it's 1 week. There's a lot of time for him to fix it. But, yeah, as of now, it's not going well for sure.
Well, it isn't, and now we're going to see how much he plays on Monday night coming up. The other one that caught our attention was the answer about Devin White. Elliot, it was an odd situation last week where he was suddenly hurt. He didn't make the trip, and then they watched Zach Bond play great and N'Kobe Dean at least play pretty well. And now the question is, what happens to Devin White? What did you make of the quick answer there saying N'Kobe is the starter, which makes me wonder, where does that leave Devin White in all this?
Yeah, I guess there's not much of a question, right? Devin White is the starter. I asked Vic if he spoke to Devin White about it. He said, yes, he did. And, Devin's a part of the team and all those things. But again, I'll circle it back to the Bryce Huff thing. Like, you signed these guys the first week and a half of free agency. You clearly had a plan for them. Devin White got almost $4 million in guaranteed money. That's not a huge amount of money, but this isn't, the $500,000 that they gave Rashad Penny last year where it's like, okay, you took a flyer on him. Devin White was signed with the purpose of playing. You don't hand that type of money out just for fun. So, I will say N'Kobe earned the job, like, for sure. N'Kobe had an awesome training camp. And, personally, like, it's awesome to see him win the job. He's had injuries. He was a former third-round pick. So it's cool to see him do that. But we're talking about almost $40 million in free agent signings on defensive side of the ball that we're talking about essentially being backups. I mean, Bryce Huff was fourth on the team in snaps. I don't know what else you would call that besides a backup, or fourth, I should say, among edge rushers. So Devin White's benched. Bryce Huff isn't playing. I mean, that's $40 million, or at least through 1 week.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
That certainly doesn't look like it was well spent.
No, not so far. It was not. Elliot Shore Parks with us here. Our money well spent, it looks like, through week one is certainly Saquon Barkley, NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Elliot, what is your guess expectation for now how they use him? Because week one, it was a lot. 26 touches. He was the best player on the field for them. Sirianni asked about it this week, and he kind of gave one of those, we'll take care of him in practice, the flow of the game, blah, blah, blah. Do you expect him to be used a lot and more than most Eagles running backs have been?
Definitely. I think they're going to keep using him a ton. In training camp, only A.J. Brown got involved more than Saquon did. Saquon had, I think, 74 combined carries and targets, which is a lot for a running back. You normally don't see that type of workload for a running back in training camp. So they were preparing him for this role, and you saw week one against the Packers. They're prepared to use him that way. I think it's the right thing to do. I do understand, you know, you want to think about the playoffs at the end of the season, but at the end of the day, they have to get to the playoffs. This is not a team with how last season ended that can take anything for granted. So I think they're prepared to use him a ton. The Falcons' defensive line, not that good. So, yeah, I would expect to see another big game from Saquon this upcoming Monday.
Elliot, the other side of the offensive coin on Friday was Jalen Hurts. There were some really good and there were some not so good, including all those turnover-worthy plays. Elliot, how would you assess Jalen and how he played week one?
I was stunned. Because watching him every day in training camp, obviously he went 305 throws without an interception. No quarterback's done that before. Like, I thought he would come out and really play like the guy I saw in training camp. And he could still be that guy this season. But on Friday night, he looked like the guy at the end of last year that was a big part of the reason why the season collapsed. I mean, he was lucky to only have two turnovers. And he was lucky he didn't throw the game away on that final possession where A.J. kind of prevented interception from happening at midfield with the Eagles only up two. So he got lucky, I think, to leave that game with a win. That doesn't mean he didn't make some good plays. He certainly did. The throw to Saquon was really good. The touchdown to A.J., I think people view that as an easy pass, but the touch he put on that, hitting A.J. in motion, like that was a really nice throw. But ultimately, he tried to throw the game away like multiple times. So if he's going to be the quarterback that he was on Friday night, they might make the playoffs. They probably will. But they're not going to get where I think this roster is capable of going.
Elliot, one of those throws, you mentioned almost throw the game away. I think you highlighted this and tweeted. It was about like four something to go in the game around midfield, and it was a read option.
Yep.
He held it. He threw it to A.J., who didn't seem to think it was coming at first, and then it was, and it almost was an interception there. Elliot, that play made me wonder, is it time for the Eagles to start moving away from the read option entirely here? Because that play didn't fool anybody except maybe Jalen. And it just doesn't feel like the way he's running right now and the way teams defend it, like it doesn't fool anybody anymore. What do you make of that part of the offense?
Yeah, you know, obviously the RPO is far more effective for teams that have a running quarterback that is a legitimate threat, right? And obviously with Saquon in the RPO, when you have a running back like that, that's another legitimate threat. So I don't think it's time to completely get rid of it. I do still think – I think we're all going a little overboard with Jalen as a runner. I mean, he's still a pretty effective, dangerous runner. He is not the guy he was his rookie year. He's not, you know, Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen. But he's still one of the best running quarterbacks in the NFL. So, look, the decisions have to be good. And I think that Jalen as a whole didn't do a great job making decisions in the pocket on Friday night, either with RPOs or when it came to pressure and when he left the pocket versus when he should have stayed there. But ultimately, the RPO still put stress on the defense, and Jalen still put stress on the defense as a runner. So, no, I wouldn't move away from it.
Elliot with this here as we look forward now to week two of the season. Elliot, what's your initial thought? I saw you put up some scouting report on the Falcons. Your initial thought on this game Monday? The Eagles, I think they've moved from about a 4.5-point favorite to about a 6.5-point favorite. Atlanta's interesting because they have got some players and they signed Cousins to a big contract, but they lost at home to the Steelers week one, and it didn't seem like Kirk moved very well. What do you think of this game Monday?
Yeah, I think the Eagles have to win this game by 10+. I don't think this is a game where we're talking on Tuesday and it's, well, they won the game, didn't play great, you know, like it has been the last, what feels like, almost, you know, year and a half with this team. The Falcons have some talent. Bijan is good. Drake London's okay. Kyle Pitts is, you know, probably a very good, I would say, tight end, I guess. But ultimately, the Eagles have far more talent than this team. I think they have the advantage on both lines, which is not how I felt going into that Packers game. And they're at home. It's prime time. It's Monday night. It's time to put together a good performance from the Eagles. Far too often, we explain why it's a good win instead of just realizing in the moment it's a good win. And on Monday night, you're better than the Falcons. They should win this game by 10-plus on Monday.
I agree with you on that. We haven't had one of those wins in a while. I'm trying to remember the last one. Yeah. I mean, they played a lot of good teams in the stretch last year, but was it like Miami last October? When was the last time they beat a team by double digits and we felt really good?
It's been a while.
I'll go a step further. In the last 10 games, Jalen's had a passer rating over 100 twice, and they've lost both of those games. So when's the last time Jalen played great and they won an impressive game? I mean, Buffalo, maybe, right? Obviously, the defense didn't play great in that game, but that was a quality win, good opponent. Jalen played great. But far too often, after Eagles games recently, really since the Super Bowl, we're leaving and going, you know, explaining why they played well instead of just knowing it. So I think it's time to prove it.
I like it. Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on, and we'll catch up soon. And we're excited for Monday night. It's going to be a fun night at the stadium. Thank you, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks there. I mean, he summed it up as well as he could. I mean, they've got nearly $40 million now on defensive players they signed that are not a big part of the game plan.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sitting here while you were doing that, and I was just kind of looking at going over some of the plays that I've seen. I think Bryce is going to play better. I really, really do. I think that there's going to be some opportunities there, especially this weekend, for him to get off the schneid, if you will. And I think this defensive line is going to get after the quarterback.
Well, this quarterback can't move right now, so that
not at all.
It should help. Yeah,
he's a statue.
Kirk is never Mr. Mobile anyway, but now off the Achilles, it looks like it's going to take him more time to get back where he needs to go. Also, interesting stuff there from Elliot on Jalen Hurts. Your reaction to that? 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do here. Should the Phillies retaliate tonight? I say yes, 100%. We'll reignite that next with you guys. And Hassan Reddick, is it time to call the Jets back and say, hey, bring this guy home. You guys, he didn't want to play for you. You're not paying him. It's just burning a hole in everyone's pocket. Make the trade. Bring Hassan Reddick back. Agree, disagree with that. 215-592-9494. All right, along with this, we did stumble upon a controversy with Hugh's playing career.
Yeah,
we need to
trouble.
Address later. This one's a juicy one. Plus, Donovan McNabb yesterday with the afternoon show, what he said about Jalen Hurts' performance and what he noticed with the turnovers on Friday. That's all coming up. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. NFL Week 2 is here. And you can start the season with a big return on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New to FanDuel? You get started with $200 of bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Let's do a little same game parlay for Thursday Night Football. Let's go with the over for James Cook rushing yards, the over for Tyreek Hill receiving yards, and an anytime touchdown for Josh Allen. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more this season. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.